Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Clare FM, the IBI, and funded by Cumashna Man with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Welcome to the new series of Ours to Protect on Clare FM. National Biodiversity Week, which gets underway today, is all about connecting us with nature. It's about communicating the importance of biodiversity and providing motivation to play our part in protecting it. It's also about entertainment and finding fun and wonder outdoors with 10 days of celebration. Before we hear more about Biodiversity Week in Clare, I met some students from Mary Immaculate Secondary School in Listunvarna in North Clare who have some questions about this very important issue.
My question is, what is biodiversity?
Why is biodiversity so important?
I'd like to know why we need to protect our biodiversity.
I have heard that some species of birds and insects are disappearing. Is that true?
How does climate change impact biodiversity?
Are animal habitats being affected by climate change?
Could some species actually become extinct if we don't do something now?
What can we do to protect nature?
Can re-wetting peatlands really help with biodiversity?
Is it too late to reverse the damage that has been done?
There we heard students from Mary Immaculate Secondary School in Listunvarna. National Biodiversity Week begins today. The annual event is organised by the Irish Environmental Network with thanks to funding from the National Parks and Wildlife Service. Events for National Biodiversity Week are run by IEN member groups as well as by heritage officers and other local groups. Barry O'Loughlin is Biodiversity Officer with Clare County Council.
So I took up the post, Pat, in May 2023, so I'm there nearly 2 years now. It's been very busy working with the local community groups, working internally in the council, different departments and joint projects. So we have a few different ones. More recently we completed a peatland rewetting project, Knocknahaila Bog Peatland Rewetting Project, with a local farmer and Knocknahaila Bog Community Group. We also have carried out work then with over 16 parishes in Clare on carrying out biodiversity actions on church grounds, and we're also working then with different kind of scientific studies that we're doing to inform kind of decision making processes, working then with the communities on other initiatives such as awareness and outreach engagement projects, Clare Wetland Story Map, which we've completed, and community guidelines as well.
The likes of a rewetting project. Do people come to you with ideas for projects, or do you have a hit list of projects that you want to undertake yourself as well?
Usually so far the majority of the projects are where I will identify a gap. So it could be in the community where they might need to upskill on maybe plant identification or pollinator management. It could be bird identification. You know, sometimes it comes from myself. The odd time, you know, communities or members of the public will approach me. It could be an education initiative with schools, and we've implemented that, the Clare Schools Biodiversity Programme as well. So we have biodiversity education specialists visiting schools, and they'll do biodiversity workshops with those schools that are trying to progress their green flag and undertaking the theme of biodiversity. So it really depends, but so far working with communities has been very rewarding.
If a school or a local community has an idea for a project, if they want to undertake a project maybe to do with biodiversity in their area, they know there's support available from the Biodiversity Office in Clare County Council. You'll encourage them to contact you?
They certainly would. It mightn't always be financial support, but it could be to direct them, you know, towards a resource where maybe there are available funding that they could apply for, or the various different options that they could incorporate into their project, whether it's pollinator-friendly, adopting a mowing regime to allow those plants to grow and provide a nectar source. Could be the installation of a barn owl box with a farmer in a rural area. So it just depends, but sometimes it's financial, sometimes it isn't.
Biodiversity Week, what have you got planned in Clare for Biodiversity Week?
Yes, that's right. So National Biodiversity Week, it's organised by the Irish Environmental Network with the support from National Parks and Wildlife Service and the Heritage Council's Biodiversity Officer Network. So I'm one of those in County Clare. So National Biodiversity Week is a great way for the public to learn about habitats and species in their local area and to take part in citizen science initiatives. So we have a very programme of events organised for the week. So National Biodiversity Week starts today, and it runs until the 25th of May. So tonight, Karen Healy of Bat Conservation Ireland will give an outdoor talk and walk, which is called Innes Bat Safari at Ballybeg Woods, and that's on at 9 p.m. So people can register their attendance on that on biodiversityweek.ie. Irish Seed Service, in conjunction with the Clare County Council's Biodiversity Office, will host two workshops on the creation and management of traditional native orchards. So the first one runs on Saturday the 17th of May in Quinn, and the second on Tuesday the 20th of May in Doombeg. And they're the same workshops, but people will have to book their place, and again they can register on biodiversityweek.ie. On Monday the 19th of May, Tara Adcock, Birdwatch Ireland's Urban Birds Project Officer, will give an online talk on the ecology of swifts and suitable nest box installation on churches and church buildings. This runs in tandem with the Return to Nature Clare Church Biodiversity Project. And on Wednesday the 21st of May, John Lusby, Birdwatch Ireland Raptor Officer, will give an online talk on barn owls and the identification of suitable habitat site selection. Again, this would appeal to farmers or church groups as well as part of the Return to Nature initiative. On Saturday the 24th of May, botanist Phoebe O'Brien will deliver an in-person workshop on wildflower identification in Aina. So it's a half-day course, but 2.5 hours long, and she will cover the identification of plants and flowers, and also she'll cover flower insect time counts as well. And that's registration only, and it's on biodiversityweek.ie again. And on Saturday the 24th of May, on the morning as well, we've got the National Biodiversity Data Centre, and they will lead an outing on the identification of dams of flies and dragonflies at Cora Finn, and people will need to book their place there as well, and they can book that through biodiversityweek.ie. On Sunday the 25th of May, I will give an outdoor talk at Shanachia Bog with the Shanachia Bog Restoration Group, and we'll cover the changes since the rewetting of the bog in 2021, so just looking at kind of sphagnum cover and how that's responded to drain blocking and the peat bones and peat dams. So that's registration again, and you can register on biodiversityweek.ie. Again, these numbers will be limited, so please do book your place early. And tonight until Monday the 26th of May, Innes artists will display their artwork at De Valera Library Innes, where the main theme of the exhibit is the Lesser Horseshoe Bat. This is available for all age groups to attend, and they can learn about the life cycle of the Lesser Horseshoe Bat. So that's available to view at downstairs in De Valera Library Innes. Clare Libraries will host events at Edna O'Brien Library Scariff aimed at younger groups, including a talk on swifts on Tuesday the 20th of May at 6:30 p.m. and a screening of Puffin Rock and Puffin Craft activity on Thursday 22nd of May at 3:30 p.m. Again, this is aimed at younger groups. And finally, De Valera Library Innes, they will host a biodiversity mini bug story time and craft session on the 22nd of May at 3:30 p.m. and that's targeted at age groups from 3 to 6 years of age. And also there's a range of other events that have been organised by various groups across County Clare, such as the Irish Whale and Dolphin Group have organised events, and Clunta Bonov Group as well, and people can see them at biodiversityweek.ie as well.
A lot of events, Barry, in a lot of locations for different age groups right across the county, so everybody has an opportunity to get to one of the events at some stage during Biodiversity Week.
Yeah, absolutely, and I mean, as I say, some of those events you do have to book your place because places are limited, so we do just have to cap the number, whereas the Clare Library events, people should just link in with those libraries, Scariff Library and De Valera Library as well, to book their place. But regardless, we would encourage people just to get out and kind of record biodiversity in your local area and upload your records to the National Biodiversity Data Centre, because without those records or that knowledge, we don't know those species or those habitats are there.
So people can be involved year-round, not just for Biodiversity Week. Organising all of these events and having the variety of events as well, what kind of work goes into that? You're depending on support from local communities to help you out as well, presumably.
You are, I suppose, you're identifying your partners, so it would be Birdwatch Ireland, Back Conservation Ireland, local community groups that are participating in the Return to Nature Clare Church Biodiversity Project, and it's quite a lot of organising, but it's great for collaboration as well, and I think it's through that collaboration that you're getting the message across, you know, to all these other groups and to interested individuals as well, and so it does take time, and there's several months in preparing to the events themselves and then promoting them as well, and trying to get a good attendance for them as well.
All of these community events very important for Biodiversity Week and for the rest of the year as well. How much of your work is out in the community? How often are you out meeting and talking to communities?
I try to get out as much as I can, and it is difficult because I'm a resource of just one. But if we can't get out in person, we will, you know, link in with them, either a Teams call or a phone call, and advise them as best we can. But certainly with a project like the Church Project or the Peatland Rewetting Projects, you're out quite a lot because they do demand a lot of your time, and you have to make sure that the biodiversity actions are completed properly as well. You're also meeting suppliers and contractors as well to ensure that those projects and the work that you're commissioning is delivered to a high standard.
Biodiversity is something that we should be concerned about all year round, but having that particular week in the year where the country's attention is focused on it is important. How important do you believe Biodiversity Week is?
It's hugely important, and Clare is one of the highest number of community biodiversity action plans across the country. I mean, Clare groups and communities are extremely strong, particularly the Tidy Towns and local development interest groups. So it's hugely important because we've lost a lot of our biodiversity. You know, previous Article 17 reports, which Ireland has to carry out every 6 years and report to the European Commission, has identified over 85% of our habitats is declining, and over 30% of our species is declining, and over 63% of our birds are declining. But not to dwell on that kind of negative aspect of it, it is to encourage community groups to do something. I think people like to get out and they like to work with the soil, they like to work outdoors, whether it's tree planting or whether it's mowing the grass or letting the grass grow more on the edges of it. And there's a lot more awareness about biodiversity, but we have to keep going to address that biodiversity crisis at a local and national level. So Clare groups are brilliant.
Rewetting peatlands, and I know that one of the events will be concerned with rewetting of one of the peatlands in Clare. More than one has been done. How important is that work? And that sounds like a major undertaking.
Yeah, it is quite an ambitious project. So the first peatland restoration project I carried out was with Catherine Nikiro, Shenacheibog Restoration Group in 2021. That was Shenacheibog near Partine. That was rewetting over 30 acres, just a fantastic bog. You know, it's a lot of resources and time and effort and funding, but you have to prepare. When you're doing a peatland restoration project, you can't, you know, impact on your neighbouring lands. Those boundary drains have to stay open, and then you have to block the internal drains. You have to get a good digger driver who knows what to do, and you have to have a rewetting design. You have to do hydrological studies as well, so it does take a lot. And so when we did that in Shenacheibog, we had a good template. So then Knocknahaila Bog near Mullock with the Knocknahaila Biodiversity Community Group and Sean Tuberty, the farmer, we worked very closely with them to rewet a similar size again, 27 acres of bog. And we're creating peat buns and peat dams to block the drains, hold that water level. We don't want the water too deep because the sphagnum won't grow. We want sphagnum moss to grow. And sphagnum is great for a rare habitat called active raised bog and active blanket bog. It's really, really under, habitat's really in threat at the moment. But also it's to sequester carbon as well, but it's the biodiversity benefits, a healthy ecosystem support, such as curlew, which is a red listed bird, snipe, and we've other birds in the West Clare then as well, and harrier and merlin as well, that need peatland habitats.
You'll probably find after Biodiversity Week this year that maybe newer groups might start approaching you to get involved in the whole issue of biodiversity. That's your hope as well, and there is support there for them.
There is. I mean, we certainly would ask them to, you know, form a group if they can within their local community. You can definitely do actions in your garden, you know, little simple things, reducing pesticide use or planting native trees. But we would ask them to link in together as a community group, because they can go for funding under the Community Foundation Ireland Biodiversity Fund, and that supports them to go for a Community Biodiversity Action Plan, work with the professional ecologists, and there's funding there, and it opens up every September. So as I mentioned, Declare has one of the highest number of Community Biodiversity Action Plans across the whole country, so we would encourage them to start there and go for that funding. But you do need numbers to try and mobilise and find interested people in your community.
That was Barry O'Loughlin, Biodiversity Officer with Clare County Council. We'll be back in 2 weeks with another episode of Ours to Protect.